for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Good morning. Come on into my house. Glad to have you here this morning. If you're a recipient of our weekly newsletter, it gives you a hint and a tip of what we're going to cover every Saturday morning here live on our weekly broadcast. And in the opening hour of the program, we have the outdoor living segment, and we had Save a Tree here talking about the Canary Island date palm, as well as the Palo Verde boring beetle bug larva flying desert B-52.
Looks scarier than any Stephen King creation,
yes,
I'll
tell
you that.
Yes, it does. It does. It's the first time you see one flying for between your eyes, it is a little terrifying.
And I forgot to mention, when we had our talking tree, there is a pretty neat event coming up through treesmatter.org, which used to be the Permacultural Society. It's changed form a few times over the years, but it's right now it's treesmatter.org. And on Wednesday, July 21st, they're having a screening of a documentary that's about 45 minutes long called Intelligent Trees and How Trees Communicate Through Their Root Structures and, the whole photosynthesis. And then there's going to be a panel discussion afterwards with a number of different specialists, including Steve Preby, who's been on this broadcast with Water Use It Wisely, I don't know, 20 times over the last decade or so. So that is something you can sign up for. It's at the Phoenix Art Museum, which is Central and McDowell, Wednesday night, 6:30. Go to treesmatter.org, and you can sign up for the class. I think it's like $15, if I remember right.
Okay.
I went to sign up for it. I won't be able to attend that night, unfortunately, but I did try to fit it in the schedule. It's just not going to work. But I think it's like $15 to go buy your seat.
When he told us on air how the trees communicate to each other, subterranean, through their root system, talking to their neighboring trees through the roots, that was one of the most intriguing shows. I even bought the book and read it.
Oh, and they even will share water and resources and nutrients through their root structure. And if one tree becomes a hog, you know, like the other trees around it will start denying that one additional nutrients to slow it down so that it doesn't kill, you know, the other trees around it because it's taking everything.
Fascinating.
All right. So that's a screening of a documentary you can actually go to at the Phoenix Art Museum this Wednesday night?
No, the 21st.
I think that's okay. A week or two out.
Okay. Still a little time to plan.
Very good. Well, in our newsletter, we talk about that, what's coming up. And in this hour, we're going to be talking about aging. It is one of the topics we deal with at the office almost on a daily basis. It started, I want to say, about 5 or 6 years ago at our remodeling company. We have a little remodeling company, Rosie Wright Remodeling. The inquiries began coming in about, Rosie, can you come to my house and let's just do a property assessment? What would I have to do to bring mom or dad or mom and dad back to my house? Or I've got kids graduating college, not quite ready to strike out on that first down payment. We're going to move a daughter and a son-in-law back in. What can we do to the existing property to make it multi-generational? And that has been the number one inquiry for remodeling at our company for the last 3.5 or 4 years.
I don't think you can expect it to go away either.
You don't really?
No.
This is not just a short trend.
No, well, it's the end tail of the baby boomers, kind of the what they call the gray tsunami, you know. And it doesn't have to be scary. And it doesn't have to be most people don't want to talk about it, don't want to talk about aging. But we promise to make it entertaining and maybe even have a little fun along the way. But we're going to do a little series on you know, the things that are challenges, and we're going to offer lots of solutions in all areas. So today's just kind of a broaching the topic overall, the things we've seen, the things we've learned, the things that we're going to share with you.
It's a big enough topic that we're going to make it a regular part of the show, primarily so Romy can know how to take care of us.
We've had to learn the hard way with our folks, so, you know. But it is challenging, there's no doubt. And it's the kind of the big overall arching issue is that, you know, we've kind of made this 65 years old our retirement age, but we're living longer and longer. So, you know, I gave you guys some life expectancy back, like when our grandparents were born in like 35 or whatever, life expectancy was how long?
Not very. It's surprisingly how young it was. If you were born in 1935, you were only expected to live 60 years.
Yeah, so.
This is why Social Security is going broke. It's one of the reasons Social Security is going broke. People are living longer.
And then you and I, what is our life expectancy? So born in the late 50s?
Born in the late 50s, we added almost 10 years to that.
Okay.
From 60 to almost 70.
And now how about Romy's generation?
Well, I can tell you, if you were born in the last 4 or 5 years, it's almost up to 80 years.
Yeah. So
in the last 90 years, life expectancy has increased 20 years. Pretty soon, we'll all be 100.
I know. So think about retiring at 65 and knowing you have to care for yourself for 40 years on that amount of income. And add to that that people are only saving half of what they used to, like 20 years ago. So we're not saving money. And then if you look into, so how this usually starts for your phone calls that you get is people start saying, well, how much will it take to put, you know, have a nice place for mom and dad to stay? Well, you find out it's $3,000 to $10,000 a month, and you're like, oh, let's keep them home.
Yeah.
How are we going to do that?
Depending on the level of care,
yeah,
that becomes a very real conversation. I mean, I'm their friend right up until the time I tell them how much it's going to cost to do what they want to do. Whether we're taking the two hall bedrooms and hall bathroom and converting it into one little suite area, or we're adding a mini casita to an addition to the house, or we're building a freestanding casita. I'm their friend right up until I tell them what the cost is.
Uh-huh.
And then they put the dog leash around my neck and drag me out to the front yard.
And another statistic that goes along with what you guys were talking about, people increasing their life expectancy over the last, you know, 100 years, in correlation with that, is people living with elderly. So at the early 20th century, over 60% of the population had somebody 65 or older living in their home, a parent, a grandparent.
There's a part of me that says there's something really right about that.
I agree. But by 1975, it was down to 15%, from 60%.
Wow.
To 15% by 1975. I don't know what it is today. I think we're probably going to see an increase in that going forward for a couple reasons. One, like you had mentioned, the life expectancy is longer and we're not saving as much, so it's going to be a survival necessity.
Well, that statistic actually came from this book that I love. I've talked about it before. It's Being Mortal, Medicine and What Matters in the End by Atul Gawande, and he's a doctor and surgeon, and he has this huge heart for the elderly. And when his conversation started going through it with his dad. But in his culture growing up, it was shameful to let an older person live alone. And now, you know, fast forward to today, what does everybody love? Independence. So now we want to live independently as long as we can. So, and then, so it's just a real shift in the way a lot of people see old age. So that's kind of what the whole emphasis is going to be, is how do you stay independent with dignity in the different phases of retirement.
I have to say, I see a lot of adult homeowners turning their parents back into infants.
Here's a phrase I love: dignity of risk.
So, oh, that's good.
So
like that.
You know, you think about when you have little children, you know, you're very protective of them. And mostly because they have no frame of reference. They don't know what the street can do to them or a fire or whatever. But here you're talking about people who have lived an entire life. They've been very successful. Their bodies are failing, but their minds are still there unless they have, you know, something like dementia or Alzheimer's. But for most people, they're still in there. but we start treating them like children because their bodies are failing. So that's a hard part. A big part of the discussion is, you know, how do you let somebody choose their level of risk? And that just depends on you and your parent or your friend or whoever it is you're working with. But that dignity thing is key.
And I have to say, I got a little bit of taste of that coming out of extended stay in the intensive care unit.
We're still working through this.
and it's with everyone. Now they assume I can't cross the street by myself.
No, that was now, only in the beginning. and you couldn't. That's fair.
But I mean, it really, when people start looking at you as an invalid, it takes a special orientation of your attitude and your soul to be gracious about that.
You were very gracious. I appreciate
that. And I can remember my grandfather wasn't.
I've heard stories.
I mean, I would have my mom on, but she gets on this topic, and I think she cusses too much.
Does she?
Yeah. I mean, she's got a sign in her kitchen that says, "I love Jesus, but I cuss a little bit."
It is hard work to be older.
She also has a sign that says, "Visitors are like fish and they stink after 3 days."
That's right.
She's a character, as you can tell.
But this segment, and I've recently heard of some new, really, I think, innovative, creative ways to address the aging population and the dignity question. So we're going to cover a little bit more of that. We're also going to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you want to reach in to talk to us, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE, the number 4 and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you.